Your Bibles with me tonight, the Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17. And when you find that, I want you to turn on back in your Bibles to Psalms chapter 57. Psalms chapter 57, Jeremiah 17. We'll start in Jeremiah 17. Give you time to find that. That 11th commandment is, thou shalt give people time to find their place. What somebody told me one time. So I'm trying to remember that 11th commandment tonight. Jeremiah chapter number 17. Psalms chapter 57. Let me say again, it's good to see all that's here. And I know there's some folk here don't feel well in body. Hey, some have been sick, some's had some surgery, some facing surgery, some going to have tests done, what have you. And we're glad to see you in the house of God tonight. All right, let's stand please while I read the word. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse number 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That verse of scripture we all need to take heed to. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Now turn back, if you would please, to chapter 57 of Psalm, verse number 7. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the privilege we have to be in the house of God tonight. I praise your name, God, for what our ears have heard, hearts have felt, what's been going on in the services today. We praise you and thank you. Then, Lord, I pray for these young folk that just sang. I ask in Jesus' name, God, you'd put your hand upon them, touch a God, guide them, direct them, and I pray keep them close to you and draw them nigh and help them, and I pray protect them. As it were, build a hedge about them, and we plead the blood and pray for them and pray that wall around them that you'd help them. Then, Father, I pray that you'd help young folk that have maybe strayed, those who have gone out. I pray for them and ask you, God, to speak to their heart, deal with their lives and draw them. I pray for every adult that needs to be drawn unto thee. God, you know who they are, where they are, how to do it. And so I pray tonight your will be accomplished. And in this house, as we are gathered here, you know every heart. You know how desperately we need you to help us. You know we don't know ourselves without your Holy Spirit showing us ourselves. And so I pray the Holy Ghost of God would speak to us and through us. I pray you'd help us tonight, give us that divine touch. And we'll praise you for all that you do. Open every mind and heart. I pray you rebuke the devil, the powers of evil. I pray for every hindering cause. Lord, you rebuke it tonight. And I pray the freedom of the Spirit of God work in hearts. Breath come from heaven. We'll praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. Back in Jeremiah now, we're thinking about this heart being deceitful above all things. Then David cried and said, my heart's fixed. My heart is, oh God, my heart's fixed. I'm glad tonight I can stand here and say, my heart is fixed. Amen. I know it's desperately wicked in itself. I know left alone, it doesn't do what it ought to do, but I'm glad, thank God, you can get your heart fixed. Let me give you a definition of the word fixed. And I got on this the other night when I was talking about Daniel and his friends and their hearts was fixed. Now, I thought about that. What does the word fixed mean? It means to repair or to mend. It means to make sure and be steadfast. And so, fact is, I was looking it up in one dictionary. It gives 20 definitions of it. But it means to mend, to repair, make sure, and steadfast, and securely made, or whatever it may be. And so we use the word fixed to repair And then we talked about somebody's eyes being fixed on something. We talk about it in that sense of the word, of abstract manner. But I pray tonight you'll listen to me as I try to share with you this message. My heart is fixed. Something God just dealt with me about when I run across it there in Daniel. And dealing with that, I thought about it. My heart's fixed. How I praise God and thank God that my heart is fixed. Now, do you ever have any problems with you? I do. I'll get to that later. But as far as a certain manner, my heart is fixed now. And I want to talk about inwardly, outwardly, eternally. Amen. I want to talk about internally first. My heart's fixed internally. And when I say my heart's fixed, I'm not talking about the heart that pumps blood. I'm talking about the very person, individual, that the Bible talks about the heart being right. And the heart of man, his desires, his life, himself, the very you that lives within that body. And so that's what we're talking about. And man left to himself is desperately wicked. Amen? Fact is, you can see that on the news in our last few days, how wicked hearts really are. Amen. I don't know what you think about the celebrities that have passed away, but I tell you, they want them. They're making an idol God out of them. And I say that's wrong. Amen. We worship God and Him alone. Hey, not but one king, that's Jesus. He is king. And if you're all tore up about the other thing, you need to get right with God. Amen. I just thought I'd toss that out to you. I couldn't believe how people respond, and how much they forgot about all the mess and all the ungodliness and all the other stuff that went with that. Everybody tries to find something good to say about. That's a shame and disgrace. Amen. In the sight of God and the holy God in this Bible. Amen. We need to, you say, preacher, you ought not talk like that. I believe you ought to tell the truth. I believe you ought to share truth so people don't get confused. I want these young folk to know the truth. Amen. Don't you get some idol or some star down here and some rock outfit or some pop outfit. You get Jesus Christ, your star. You make, amen, that's your hero. Amen. And you remember that. And this other stuff's a mess. And that's all I got to say about that. Let's look at the Word of God. But what I'm trying, how coming to get on that mess was the fact that it shows how desperately wicked the heart really is. Because so many folk jump on that and find that. Boy, got all tore up about that, clogged up the computers about it, and all of that. I say, glory to God, Jesus Christ lives. And that story ought to be told. I'll be clogging up computers. There's a way to go to heaven, amen, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And I say, praise God and hallelujah. You're welcome. But now, let's talk about the heart. And I know there's a nurse here that she's a head nurse on in the heart center on the fifth floor. But if you ever catch her working, you tell me about it. I've been up there several times, and I'd say, where's Debbie? And they say, she's somewhere around here. They didn't know where. I've caught her working one time, but she just acted like she was. I believe she picked up a computer and carried it. Because she saw me coming. They act like she's doing something. But she'll know a whole lot more about this, the heart, than I do. But I'm going to make a stab at it. Amen. So if I mess up, you just don't say nothing. And we'll let it go. Because I'm always saying something wrong anyhow. When I say something wrong, I'm not talking about doctrinally wrong now. I'm talking about some words that may mess up. I was talking about a squeegee board this morning. Man, I don't know where I got that from. I don't know how that come out. But you know what I meant. I guess Brother Tim said it took him a few minutes to catch on what I'm talking about. Made him think. That helped him. Amen. He needs to think. And so when I preach, you have to think. But anyway, we're going to talk about the heart just a little bit. But as we do that, well, the heart, anyway, I'm going to tell you this, whether it's true or not. I think I better sit down. This is going out over internet, Chad. Oh, my soul. What I mean by knowing what's right or not, I don't know what's right by the physical heart. But I know about the spiritual now. I know I'm telling you the truth. I know doctrinally I'm preaching it right. But the physical part, you can just fool with that how you want to. But anyway, three main things I believe about the heart we can say tonight goes wrong with it. Number one's a valve, and that's usually a birth defect. And I was born with a birth defect, amen. I was defective because I had a sin nature in me, and I was born with that. Now, I'm a sinner because I was born a sinner. You were too, amen. Now, Ariel down there has a sweet little great-grandbaby of mine, and it is sweet, and it looks precious, but it has a sin nature in it. I guarantee you that baby has already learned how to get her attention and somebody else's attention. She already knows how to cry like she's dying and get somebody to pick her up and make her goo-goo. And she learned. How'd she learn that? Did they have to teach her that? No. And she gets just a little bit older. They won't have to teach her how to lie. She'll lie because she has a sin nature in her. It's nature to do that. Yeah, and they're sinner by birth and then by nature because it comes transformed from parent to child. But she'll be a sinner by choice. There'll be a day that she'll choose to sin. You chose to sin one day. You reached an age of accountability, and you no longer just sinning because it's your nature to sin and because of Adam's sin, but you sinning because you chose to sin. And so we're, wherefore by one man sin entered into the world and by one man, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. That's Romans 5:12. And so we all have sinned, and we came through Adam, so we got a sin nature in it. And the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And nobody knows it except the Lord. And that valve opens and closes, that blood comes in and out of the heart. And I, as far as the blood of the Lord Jesus, I wasn't washed in that blood when I first got born in this world. And I wasn't born again by nature. I was born again supernaturally. Had to be an operation done. Had to have my heart fixed one day. Amen. These folk here's had open heart surgery, and some may be facing it again. You know what I'm talking about. And they have to go in there and fix it. Some have a niece that has a bad valve in her heart, and she's had it for years. She's born with it, and it gives her a lot of trouble. And I was thinking about that, and the valve. And tonight, the heart trouble we need to get fixed, first of all, is that valve, what we're born with. We need to get it fixed. I want to show you something in Jeremiah. Look back in Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 7. I'm sorry, Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 17. I want you to hear how many times in Jeremiah it says something about our heart and how bad it is. Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 17. At that time, they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all nations shall be gathered unto it to the name of the Lord and to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil hearts. The imagination of their evil hearts. Look in chapter 5 and verse 23. Chapter 5, verse 23. But this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They have revolted and gone. In verse 24, neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter. In his season, he reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. He said a heart naturally doesn't do that. It's a rebellious heart. The heart by nature is rebellious. Look in chapter 11. Of Jeremiah, chapter 11, verse number 8. Chapter 11, verse number 8. Yet they obeyed not, nor inclined their ear, but walked every one in his own imagination of their evil heart. Imagination of their evil heart. Jeremiah, chapter 16, verse 12. Ye have done worse than your fathers, for behold, you walk every one after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. Let me say to the young folk here and older alike, don't listen to your heart when it's not right with God, because it'll lead you astray. And it'll say, do this and do that. But your heart's wicked, has wicked imaginations in it. And we have to recognize the fact that everybody's in the same boat and the same heart problem. And I'm glad, though, we can get it fixed. I'm glad tonight there's one that can fix our heart. And Psalm 14:1, the fool said in his heart, there is no God. It's a fool that says there is no God. And you tonight, if your heart's not fixed, you're acting like there is no God. But there is a God in heaven, Daniel said. And that God of heaven reveals secrets, and that God in heaven gives us his word. That God in heaven helps us, and I praise God. And thank God my heart is fixed in the fact I got born in the family of God. Look with me, please, in Ezekiel chapter number 11. I want to show you this. I want to show you what Ezekiel said about this. Ezekiel chapter 11 and verse 19 and 20. And I will give them one heart. Now put a new spirit within you. I'll take the stony heart out of your flesh and will give them an heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes, keep mine ordinances and do them. They shall be my people. I'll be their God. Here he's saying, I may put a new heart in. I'm glad one day I had a heart transplant. Amen. And God took out that old cold, hard heart that was against God, didn't know God, and rebelled against God, was rebellious, everything. And God put in a new heart. I'm glad my heart's been fixed. He fixed that valve, amen. Opened it up so the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ could flow freely. I'm glad tonight, I don't mean his blood flows in my veins, but I'm telling you this, I've been washed in the blood. That blood flowed from Calvary's cross and got me in, got me clean. I praise God and thank God for the blood, amen. Heart, it needs to be fixed. And David said, my heart's fixed, oh God. My heart's fixed. Jeremiah says, desperately wicked. Thomas David says, been fixed. I say, thank God my heart's fixed in a sense. I have been saved. And that old heart that was rebellious and against God has been changed. A new heart had been put in. And now I love things I didn't used to love. What I used to hate, I love. What I used to love, I hate. I say, hallelujah. Hey, something happened to my heart. Got it fixed. I went to the hospital down to the house of God. I went to the doctor Jesus, and the Holy Ghost helped me and did a work in my heart and changed it. Amen. Took it out. Put a new one in. I say, hallelujah. I'm glad. I'm glad. Thank God. I'm glad I've been fixed. Amen. My heart is fixed, oh God. My heart is fixed. Are you saved tonight? Amen. I'm glad that you are. Praise God, your heart's been fixed. I'm glad it is. Now, I got several things I want to say, so I got to hurry. But let me say, there's another problem we have with our heart, and it has to do with our arteries and things, and they get clogged up, and they get fatty tissue in it, and we talked about cholesterol and all that stuff. But you know, after we get saved, if we're not careful, we'll get clogged up. I thought I'd park there just a few minutes. I tell you what happens to, when you first get saved, boy, that blood's flowing good. And that Spirit of God's flowing good in your heart. You're so excited about being saved, you can't stand yourself. And you can't wait for the choir to sing. You can't wait for the preacher to preach. But after a while, it begins to grow, get some coldness in it. And that fatty tissue gets in there. And these things get in the way, and kind of a coldness comes, indifference comes, and it clogs it up. Instead of saying, sing, choir, sing, you're saying, I wish you'd hurry up, and that preacher would hurry up and get through so I can go home. Now, y'all don't have any problem like that, do you? No. Y'all never have any clogging going on. And Sister Debbie, she never sees nobody down at the hospital that has clogged arteries. She never sees, but she'd say, yes, she does. And yes, there have been people come in there and had heart attacks because of it. I'm telling you tonight, friend, that we've been, our Christian life need to keep our arteries cleaned up. Amen. And they'll tell you what to eat and what not to eat. Brother Joe down there at night in camp meeting, he said everything the doctor told you not to eat, they have it down at the canteen. Go down there and get it and clog up your artery. And that's about the truth, amen, everything. They say not. One fellow told me, the doctor told him, said if it tastes good, spit it out. That's about the truth, amen. Smiley back there, I like the way he eats. He makes biscuits about every morning and gravy and eats fat back. He's going to die one of these days. Sure as the world, but Amen. Eating fat back and all that. That's good stuff. And that's good eating, amen. You get a good old biscuit and slap it down and slap some gravy on that. It'll make your tongue slap you. I mean, that's good. But the doctor says it's not good for you. And you know what happens to us as Christian people? These things in our lives get in the way. It doesn't look bad. It looks real good. Makes you enjoy it, and you know. It kind of, but it takes you away from the Bible. It takes you away from things of God. Keeps you from serving God like you ought to. And we let, it's like gravy and that fat back. We kind of get, we're thinking, well, it's not so bad after all. And we're not having a heart attack right now, so we'll just go ahead with it. But before you know it, there'll be a spiritual drought in your life. There'll be a time the clouds won't come by and the rain won't come. You'll dry up and you'll wonder what happened to me. You got to eating the wrong stuff. Got messing around. You got clogged up, amen. And so, gossip will clog you up, amen. You get to listen to gossip and get to listen to this and that and mud and cry about this, cry about that. You'll find you get clogged up. And boy, you need to let God clean us up, amen. And just say, God, here we are. We need a good cleansing, amen. And go ahead and clean us up, amen. I need it every once in a while. I need God to help my attitude, help me see things like I ought to see it and do what I ought to do, clean up my arteries. Hey, let the flow of the Holy Spirit in my life be what it ought to be. Be filled with the Spirit, amen. Still the things of other things that take a place of it and keep me from doing what I need to do. I say, whoop, praise God and the Lamb forever. It'll help you, amen. It'll help you. We need that. And then there's hypertension. Now, that's high blood pressure. I reckon that's the right word for it, amen. I'm even afraid to say anything anymore, but anyway. High blood pressure will mess you up if it gets too high. It'll mess your heart up. Hey, I've had it for a long time. Fact is, ever since I was just I guess 30 or something more than that, 30-some anyway, I've had high blood pressure. They say that, and now I believe some of it's inherited. I understand that. Of course, we get a lot of things from our parents, but I tell you that we got the sin nature from our parents. They say worry and doubt and fear, all those kind of things can add to high blood pressure. And I never worry. Do you? I never let anything bother me. I'm always calm, cool, and collective. And whatever happens, I say, well, it'll be all right. Yeah, I run around wringing my hands sometimes. I don't wring them because my wife gets on to me if I do that. So I just wring my heart, amen, and worry about it. And Christians would sometimes say, well, we're not worrying about it. We're just concerned about it. But my concern sometimes goes too far. Amen. And don't trust God like I should. I know none of y'all ever have any problem like I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about heart problems now. I'm talking about things that bother us. And physically, I'm trying to make a spiritual application of that. And we'll let things spiritually bother us. It ought not to bother us. Amen. We ought to turn it over to God. Things we can't do anything about, well, simply turn it over to God and say, God, you handle it because I can't handle it. And God can. Amen. And just let him take care of it. Our God can fix anything. If he can fix my heart, he can fix anything. And the psalmist David said, my heart's fixed. I hope your heart's fixed tonight. And you can say inwardly, my heart's fixed inside. I've been saved inside. I've got a good attitude inside. I'm believing God inside. I'm walking by faith inside. I'm trusting God inside. Everything's fine. I hope you can say that tonight. That your heart's been fixed. But then let me talk about externally, our heart's fixed, amen? What you mean by that? My heart's fixed about this book right here. Amen. I believe the old King James Bible for the English speaking people is the Word of God. It don't just contain the Word of God, it is the Word of God. You can believe everything he says and rest your case upon it, amen? I thank God for this blessed book. And Brother Johnson sharing some things with me this morning. And he's gotten trouble some places because he stood for this blessed book. And let me say to you tonight, I still want to stand for this blessed book. Amen. There's a lot of people says I'm narrow-minded or old-fashioned or out of date. And I'm not keeping up with the time. I'll just stick by this book right here. My heart's fixed. Amen. I'm not about to change. Amen. I don't care what the scholars say what the modernists say, liberals say. I'm going to stick with this book. Young folk, let me challenge you to stick with this book. Amen. Don't you let anybody tell you there's a better version out there. There's a lot of perversions, but they're not a better version anywhere in the Kinglish language than the King James Bible. Amen. You say, preacher, you make that a dogmatic statement? I make that a dogmatic statement. I tell you why, because it's translated from the right text. And men that love God and tried to follow God and let God help them. And even when they did add a word in, they italicized it. They marked it so we know they put it in there. I say, hallelujah. That's better than the rest of the crowd does. They print their Bibles. They change the words. They make it say what they want it to say. Cut the blood out of some places. Amen. And to cut something else out and say, well, we still got some. I was right. Yeah, there's some right, but they hold up. I'd rather have a book I can depend on. You're welcome. Amen. I am glad this is going out over the internet. Amen. Or anywhere else. You say, preacher, I'll get you in trouble. Hey, I believe that we need to get back to the book. Have you ever noticed when the King James Bible quit being prominent in many churches, they begin to go liberal? You show me a church or a person as you using a different version of the Bible and the English language, and I'll show you somebody's heading liberal. Amen. It moves you that way because you begin to accept that. Then there'll be something else you accept next along the way. Let me say this too. My heart's fixed toward the world. And when I say toward the world, I mean our heart is fixed to fact. I'm not a part of the world. I'm in the world. In John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for me. He prayed for you. And he said, Father, I pray not you take them out of the world, but keep them from the world. And we're in the world to be a light to the world, but we're not to be of the world. We're a separated crowd. Amen. Amen. You might as well say amen, get in on it. Because you're already here and your car's parked out there. Anybody gone by it and seen you're here. Amen. Amen. And so might as well say, well, I believe I identify with that crowd. Amen down there believes the Bible, believes the King James Bible. And they believe separation from the world. I believe we ought to be a different people. Amen. Live like it, look like it, act like it. Amen. We're God's children. And we ought to let the light shine in this world. Amen. My heart's settled. I mean, I've been fixed toward the world. I say, praise God. My heart's fixed on something else. My heart's fixed toward sinners. Those that's lost without God, my heart cries out to help them. Amen. My heart cries out. They need Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I mentioned some celebrity a while ago. Didn't call his name, but you know who I'm talking about. I thought to myself, I wonder if anybody ever told him about Jesus. I wonder if anybody ever prayed for him. I wonder if anybody ever asked God to help him. I thought then to myself, I would be ashamed of myself. Because I can't remember ever praying, God save him. We're quick to down them when something happens. We're quick to down their music and down all that. But what about them? They're individuals that need Jesus. Jesus died for him as much as he died for me. Amen. Now what he did with Jesus, I can't tell you for sure. I know what the fruits showing up to a certain point, but I can't tell you in the last days what happened. I can't say that. I'm just telling you this. Jesus Christ makes a difference in your life. But we need to pray for the unsaved. And that crowd out there that's in sin tonight, and you know some, I know some that claim to be saved and they're straying. I need to pray for them. I don't need to cut them off. Act like, they're just dirt and they're going out there. If it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd be out there somewhere. If God didn't help me, I'd be somewhere I ought not to be. Amen. And we need to get our hearts fixed so that we can pray for others that they might get fixed. Amen. Unsaved, we need to pray for. Need to pray for people that are saved now, the will of God. We need to pray for them. My heart's fixed. Thank God my heart's fixed. I'll tell you somewhere else my heart's fixed toward my church. Amen. My heart's fixed toward my church. I say, praise God. When I say my church, you understand what I mean. If you belong to it, it's your church. My church. I know it's his church. Mainly he's in charge. It belongs to him. But it's our church in the sense that we're a family of God that meet here. We're a part of it. And my heart's fixed toward the church. When the church gathers together, I want to be there. Amen. When the church comes together, I like being in the midst of it. I love being my brothers and sisters in the Lord. When somebody gets to praising God, I don't want to miss it. When that youth choir gets up there singing, I want to be down there rooting them on.
Amen.
Hey, when the choirs are singing, I want to say, whoop, amen. I want to be a part of that, amen. My heart's fixed toward my church. Is everything right in the church? Well, I know, because I'm a member of it. I tell you what else messes it up, because you're a member of it. I don't even agree with myself all the time. Do you? Be honest about it. Do you agree with yourself all the time? No, you said things, done things, and then later on disagreed with your own self about it. Same thing happens in churches, but I'm glad, praise God, Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm glad we can come together, put all that stuff behind us, and say, whoopee, look, hey, we've all got some faults and failures, but Jesus doesn't have any, and come together, pray one for another, help each other, encourage each other, and say, praise God, God's good. My heart's fixed toward my church and love my church, amen. And love my people, and I say, praise God and the Lamb forever. Hallelujah, amen. My heart's been fixed. And Psalmist David said, my heart's fixed. Is your heart fixed tonight? Is your heart fixed? I pray that it is. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus tonight. And thank you, Lord, for the fact that our heart is fixed by the Lord Jesus Christ and that the Holy Spirit works inside of us and deals with us and helps us and leads us and guides us and directs us that we might live for God and be a light in a dark world. And Lord, it's a dark world. People are lost and going to hell, but they need Jesus. People are out of the will of God, got sidetracked somewhere. They need some help, need somebody to love them and care, somebody to help them get up. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, help us, oh God, that our hearts may be fixed, that we may have the right attitude, the right thoughts, the right love, the right compassion, and help us be what we need to be for the glory of God. Then, Father, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the heartaches, in the midst of the sorrows, help us remember our hearts fixed in Jesus Christ. The anchor holds, and we can rest assured in him. I pray tonight now, Lord, these people here that need to let you help them. Father, I pray you'd help all of us that look at ourselves like we really are and see ourselves like you see us, and then help us do what we wish we'd have done when we stand yonder one day. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.